John Howard had the Pacific solution to address the flow of asylum seekers to Australia. Kevin Rudd has the Indonesia solution, which has been tested this week by 255 Tamil Sri Lankans who are refusing to leave their wooden cargo boat, which is docked in Western Java. Reports today suggest Australia's cooperation with Indonesia on the issue is set to deepen, with discussions likely between Indonesia's President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and the Australian Prime Minister when he visits Jakarta early next week. Our Indonesia correspondent Jeff Thompson reports from Merak Port in Western Java.
That's the reaction from the 255 people aboard the wooden boat in Merak Harbour late yesterday, when asked whether any of them wished to give up their hunger strike and come ashore. Whilst children and some women are eating and drinking, it emerged yesterday that not only are most of the group refusing food, but also water, a very dangerous prospect in Western Java's stifling heat. Their translator and English language media spokesman is a 27-year-old man using only the made-up name Alex, because he fears for the safety of his wife and children back in Sri Lanka.
We want the international community to know how desperate we are. We are very desperate, sir, for you to come speak to us, whoever you may be, whichever government you may be, whichever country you may be. Please just come speak to us. That is our only demand.
Yesterday, Sri Lanka's High Commissioner to Australia, Sanaka Waglampaya, condemned Alex and his group as being bogus asylum seekers, based entirely on his analysis of Alex's accent, which sounds American or Canadian. This claim was hotly disputed by Alex yesterday, as the wooden boat was untethered from the Navy frigate which has guarded it since Sunday and allowed to pull directly alongside the wharf and the journalists waiting there. Rejecting suggestions that they were economic migrants, Alex said each person on board paid $15,000 to make their thwarted bid for asylum in Australia.
When I was in India, I was working in a call centre called Sutherland Global Services and Ajuba Meddata. I went up the ranks. I did accent training for some people, and I got my accent training first. I was working for companies like such as Medata, where we actually give doctors their salaries. We were doing the medical billing for them and collecting the insurance money for them. When you are hired as an employee for any call center in India, you have to go through accent training, you have to go through English training, and you have to have a good level of English.
This is a computer certificate for diploma in graphic designing.
One by one, individuals came forward to show their qualifications, ranging from a doctor to teachers to engineers, IT specialists and construction workers. One even had a qualification from the University of New South Wales. They say they fled Sri Lanka because camels face genocide there.
Do you not know what's going on in the camps? Because it's all over the internet. It's worldwide. Everybody knows.
Labelled as heartless by the asylum seekers, Prime Minister Kevin Rudd appears unmoved by the hunger strike or offers to reveal the identities of people smugglers if asylum is granted in Australia or another third country. But Mr. Rudd is expected to discuss Australia expanding its cooperation with Indonesia when he attends President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono's inauguration in Jakarta on Tuesday. Australia already provides tens of millions of dollars in funding to boost Indonesia's capacity to intervene and accommodate irregular immigrants, either through direct funding or via assistance to the International Organisation for Migration. This cooperation is expected to deepen and expand. In Port Merak, West Java, this is Jeff Thompson for Saturday AM.